This morning, my daughter texted me. It was 8 a.m. my time, but it was midnight in Japan. Now, she has been traveling for the last 24 hours, and in fact, she said in her text, I've been awake for 24 hours, and I know my teenager when she's been awake 24 hours, and I pity the poor school teacher who is taking this group of students there this summer. So I had slept pretty badly. I was having these nightmarish dreams about my baby being gone from me, traveling across the world without me for the very first time. And when I woke this morning, I thought, oh boy, I gotta change some of that old subconscious stuff that's swimming around in me. I have got to get rid of that lack thinking and replace it with feelings of, hey, this is an amazing trip. It's full of ease and upgrades and exciting, fun, mysterious, wonderful, adventurous, joyful experiences. That is the energy of travel. And we travel so much. Every year, we're always visiting our family, our friends. Sometimes we're taking big, huge trips. Other times it's just, you know, a weekend here or there or traveling for work. Why not have the ability to enter into any trip with a feeling so positive, so joyful, so filled with expectation and information that you're putting out into the world and your flow that says, this is how it's going to be. This is what I'm co-creating. This is what I'm making. So in light of all of this, welcome to episode number 609, Traveling in Flow. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. So the first thing we want to do when we're getting ready for a trip is notice where our expectations are about this trip. And usually we never even pause and take a second to self-reflect. Instead, we just fill ourselves up with whatever feelings we have. For instance, let's say you're going to go on a family trip. Maybe it's a holiday. And time to go back and see mom or dad, sisters, brothers, aunts, etc. Maybe your kids. And maybe there's someone or something, some situation going on, and you're just like, oh, it's going to be hard. And, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, all the negativity or blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, this trip is already imprinted with expectations around it that say, icky, ugh, rough, ugh, I've got to brace for this. I've got to prepare. I've got to manage it. You're setting yourself up from hardship from the day, from the moment that you buy that plane ticket or, you know, pop it in your calendar. And we often don't know we're doing it at all. But we set this continuous script of emotional input off at that very moment. And from the second we plan it to the second we arrive, that is what we've been putting out there to the universe, to the world, to flow. And for any of you who are new to flow dreaming, well, yes, it's a technique for reprogramming our lives, shaping our futures, co-creating, as well as kind of emotionally reconstructing ourselves. And that starts with understanding, hey, I do not have to feel this way about the trip. What if I change my feelings about the trip right from the get-go? Maybe the trip won't be as bad because I won't be pouring into my future, into my present, this continuous stream of my expectations for what won't work, what might be scary, what will be exhausting, what foods I won't like, how I won't like the bed, how I was late setting the whole thing up and now it's haphazard and I feel guilty and bad to my family, whatever it may be, right? All of that, self-awareness. So jump in and start changing that. Anyway, I was saying, if you're new to flow dreaming, yes, it's a technique for doing all of that, but it's also a mindset and a way of looking at and approaching the world. And if you're very curious, I really urge you, go to the website, flowdreaming.com. There's a free kit where I explain what we do in detail. It is not meditation. It's not affirmations, creative visualizations, certainly not self-hypnosis. It's its own fun little thing. Not little. It's pretty mind-blowing, to be honest. But please go check that out. And I'm just going to proceed as if you know what flow dreaming is, and we'll keep diving into our topic. So once you've discovered where your mindset is around the trip, you do a little correction. You're like, I notice now that even though 50% of me is excited, 50% of me is also dreading and worrying and not sure and whatever. So I want to get that other 50% out. I want to replace it all with, not only is it going to be exciting, but why can't this be a really easy, exciting trip? So look at it like this. Your future has marching orders, right? It's being constructed. It's being put together. Most of us don't think our futures are being put together totally haphazardly, just whatever is thrown in front of you. Because if that were the case, gosh, all of reality would be kind of a jumble, a big old mess of just stuff, colliding, people, instances, places, times, etc. No, actually, our futures are running along a pretty predictable route, right? That good old arrow of time. All the things that we have set in motion are probably going to end up fruiting and becoming something in our lives according to what we set into motion. And the other people and other situations that align with those to help co-create them and make them happen. Well, given this, what if you look at your trip and say, I wonder what would happen if I start plugging it in, preparing it. Imagine it's like packing your suitcase, but, 2 weeks before, and instead of a suitcase, you're packing your future with the feelings that you want this trip to create for you and in you. And you're not saying what will happen necessarily, like this is going to happen, I'm going to get a first class upgrade, whatever. What instead you're saying is, my flight is easy and fabulous. I am thrilled with it. It is perfect in every way. I am the luckiest passenger. Right? These are feeling states we're heading for now. Being the luckiest passenger now can play out in any of dozens of different ways, right? Maybe you'll get that seat upgrade. Maybe the waiters will slip you extra snacks and bottles of wine or whatever you like on a plane. By the way, I've had that happen to me. One of my last plane rides, one of the stewards just decided to bless my husband and I and gave us all the extra sandwiches that weren't sold and gave my husband, unfortunately, copious little bottles of vodka. Just slipped them in his lap. I guess he figured the guy needed to chill out with me and the two kids with him. I don't know. But this is the kind of thing that saying, I expect to be treated like royalty. And I don't expect it from a prima donna kind of way. I expect it like, hey, future, why not have this? And that other rational tugging part of your mind that says, well, you can want that, but you're not going to get that. What makes you so special? Well, why not? What makes you so special? What makes anyone so special? So I always look at life like there's these little gaps and openings for good things to come. Yeah, maybe you're not the person who purchased the upgraded seat room. Maybe you didn't purchase the 5-star hotel. And you think, well, those people are going to get the best trip. Not necessarily. Because there are always little gaps and openings where life likes to slip in things that are just kind of waiting there, available, ready. The empty seat, the sympathetic steward, the road trip where you discover, the best possible roadside diner you've ever been to in your life just by happenstance. All kinds of things can just slide into these openings and gaps. So when we are co-creating, when we're flow dreaming for this feeling of, this is the best trip ever, all good things happen to me. What we're also saying is, anytime there's a little gap where something beautiful, something upgraded, something stellar, something heart-filling and warm can happen, I want that, please. Now imagine if you're packing that emotional suitcase with that every day for 2 weeks before your trip. You're creating this massive mountain of good energy before you ever set foot out your door. So that's our goal. And look at it like, You've got nothing to lose but by doing this, except maybe a little bit of time each day. And you've got everything to gain. So the last thing I want to share with you is, how do you actually program it? Like, what would you say? What would you put into your flow dream? So we're going to do a little mini flow dream right now around travel and having safe and happy and wonderful travel. And, you know, it's going to be applicable to any kind of travel. So this is my job to try and make it work for you. Plane, train, or automobile, whatever it may be. Bicycle trip, you know, who knows what you're doing. So we're going to do the best we can with it. But I'm going to focus on the emotional endpoints that I want you to be focusing in on your flow dream. And for those of you who haven't done this before, welcome and enjoy this relaxing kind of bubble bath for your emotional self. I want you to feel things. If you see things in your flow, fantastic. That's letting your mind and your imagination go and kind of giving it a fun job to do so it can feel part of things. But the real job is your emotional self and getting into the state or sense of flow. So let's go ahead and get ready and begin. Close your eyes and relax. Let your shoulders drop. Release your abdomen. Roll your neck and shoulders. And loosen your jaw and your brow. Take a deep breath in, and exhale. Take another breath. And exhale even more fully. And you let yourself drift. Drifting. Releasing. Letting go. Into flow. Letting go into your imagination. As you daydream. You see your trip. Maybe you're already on your trip. Your trip is all around you. Where you're going. How you're getting there. Maybe who or what you'll see. You let the images rise and fall. Where are you going? And how does it feel? How does it feel getting there, being there, and returning? Noticing the feelings that leap up, feeling them, sending them out from you into all the images, all the pictures that flash past you. Here you are now, getting to your destination. So easy, relaxed, smooth. No hassles at all. If someone asks you, you say, "Oh, it was such a breeze to get here. So much easier than I ever expected or thought. So much easier to get here. Unbelievably easy. And you know, some really wonderful things happened. Yeah, some great things. Let me tell you." And you begin to tell one of those stories about that unbelievable upgrade or that perfect set of circumstances that led to something that was just awesome for you, amazing for you. And you're thinking, yeah, gosh, the whole journey was just epic. I mean, it was so good. Such a breeze. Gosh, I could do that again. I wish they were all like that. Just like that. And now here you are. Present in your trip, in your journey. You've reached your destination. And what's happening around you now? You feel that too. Oh, I'm having the best time. I feel so rested. I feel relaxed. I feel clear-headed. I feel eager. I feel like I want to bounce out of bed, wake up, and just meet people, explore, spend time with people I love or care about. I'm ready to go. Boy, everything has been going so well here. Just falling into place. So easy, falling into place around me. I barely have to do a thing. And when I do something, it just works out for me. It's like, oh yeah, I took care of that. That was easy. Sure, let's do this. Let's do that. No problem. And anyone that I might be traveling with or even encountering, well, they're having an equally wonderful time. There is no one dragging my mood down. Not a bit. Everyone seems very pleased, very content, very happy, very relaxed, very excited at the same time. I'm having the best time with the people I'm with. I feel it in my heart. My heart feels so warm and open. It's full of laughter and just fun. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Even if I'm doing work on this trip, maybe I have something I've got to get done or through. I find that too is a breeze. It is a breeze to do, and it's a blast to do. It's fun to do. I can't remember a time when I enjoyed working on my trip as much as I have this time. It's like it just changed. And I love it. I love it. And now I'm seeing myself returning from my trip. Boy, coming home feels so good. Can't wait to be home and snuggle in my own bed, in my own shower, in my own cozy house. If I have animal friends, they're waiting to see me too. I just can't wait for that feeling. I love it. And the whole journey home, flawless. Just so flawless and easy, easy, easy. Everything is right on time. If I have to catch a plane or a train or anything, it's just right on time. Get the best seat, good food. I make the best choice. It's my instincts, my intuition, my flow is just pointing me where to go next, and I'm following it without even thinking. It just feels right. And the result? I have such an amazing trip. Here I am now. It's over. The journey is over. I'm back home and I just feel so relaxed. I feel so at peace. I feel like this was definitely a trip that I'm going to remember for all the best reasons. Everything I wanted to do and achieve and accomplish on this trip happened. It's a great story, this trip. It's something that I love to tell people. I just feel revived. I feel revived. I feel ready for the next step in my life and the weeks ahead. I just feel changed all over. I feel so positive. What a wonderful trip. Gosh, I can't wait to do something like that again. It all worked out. Like every good thing that could have happened, happened. I'm grinning. I'm grinning from ear to ear. Amazing. So amazing. Now you let pictures fade. Feelings are still in you, swirling around, reaching out into your flow, a gentle mist of energy, of emotion, surrounding you and building around you. You feel that and you sense that. Even now, as you find yourself returning and coming back from flow, eyes open. There. How do you feel? So this is what I would call a mini flow dream. An instant flow dream, if you will. Sometimes I make them quite short because I figure, you know, I want you to be able to fit this into your day. And if you have two or three of them to do, you don't want to have to necessarily spend 45 minutes getting into all of them. So this is just enough. This is just exactly the right amount that you need to make your trip feel effortless, wonderful, and intensely rewarding. So take this as my gift to you. And if you want to, hint, hint, perhaps pick this exact flow dream up in the flow dreaming shop, it will be there. Take a look for it. And that way you can load it onto your phone. You can put it in your playlist. You don't have to listen to the whole podcast. You can just swirl right through it. Definitely well worth the shortcut of being able to have this one in your pocket and in your playlist. So go take a look for the flow dream called Safe Travels. Again, that's at flowdreaming.com, where you can find all of my flow dreams on any and every topic that you want to start using to change your emotional landscape, up-level your mindset, and co-create and make stuff happen in your future. Once again, it's Safe Travels, and I'll see all of you for episode number 610, oh my gosh, coming up next week, and that one's called Unconditional. So we'll see what that's all about. It's a mystery. Take care, everybody. See you again. Hey friends, a couple things to tell you about that I think you'll really enjoy. Flow dreaming is a universe, actually. In other words, yes, there is a technique, but it's also an entire community of those of us who flow dream. And I have a lot to give you to get you started that's 100% free. So if you go to flowdreaming.com, the first thing you need to do is download my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. It contains an audio of a flow dream that's been recorded called Positive Flow, just to get you right into flow state in under 15 minutes. It also includes a tutorial and a PDF guidebook. Now, if you're on your mobile device right now, you can also get it by just going to the App Store and downloading the Flow Dreaming app, and it will come preloaded with this wonderful kit for you to learn the process. The next thing I wanted to mention for you is that Me School is my active, gorgeous, beautiful community of flow dreamers. And we learn together, we share, and we grow into our manifestational, our co-creational, and mostly our own deep, immense inner power. We do this together in a mentorship type, school type format, but believe me, no tests, no quizzes. It's the best place you've ever been to. It calls itself a school, but it's really the place where you will completely transform yourself from inside out. So check that out too. Last of all, I hope I see you guys on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming and come say hi to me there. Until next time, my love to you all.